USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Severe weather is in the forecast for parts of the Midwest and Northeast today. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. Meantime, several tornadoes were reported on Saturday across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. Roy accused the Biden administration of weaponizing the Justice Department. The reigning two-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After three straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed three of its next four. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Presidential candidate Donald Trump was on the campaign trail this weekend.
Sick? What's going on? Have you ever seen anything like what's going on? I mean, I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments.
Former President Trump speaking in South Carolina Saturday night at the Silver Elephant Gala. This comes after speaking in Montgomery, Alabama Friday night after his third indictment.
We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
I'm Laura Winters.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Well appreciated. We are USA News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Elon Musk, the owner of X and founder of Tesla and other companies, announced yesterday that his prospective mixed martial arts bout against Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg will in fact be streamed live on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, with all proceeds going to charity for veterans. No date has been set for that fight, but the proposed location has been the UFC Apex in Nevada. Both men have allegedly been training. A Southern California teenager gets to see Taylor Swift in concert tonight because she made the right decision. Frances Sovillo took a chance and went to the Citadel Outlets in Commerce, where they were giving away tickets.
They called my name, and I was like, there's absolutely no way. And the first thing I did after I went through the whole like ticket process was I called my little brother, who actually said no to coming with me to Citadel. And I was like, look what you missed out on. This is what happens when you don't hang out with your older sister.
On the same day, Barbie passed its billion-dollar box office milestone. The other half of the viral Barbenheimer phenomenon blew past the half-billion-dollar mark. Since its release 3 weeks ago, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer has made $552.9 million worldwide. It's the highest-grossing movie set during World War II. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.